Hello and welcome to the Monday, August 27th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. A group known as Team Ghost Shell is making big news about apparently breaching several large-scale databases and leaking millions of records from banks and government organizations. Well, I took a quick look at some of the records, and the one set I looked at apparently comes from a bank, but it also includes, for example, a spam email that was received by the bank. So the claim with millions of records has to be treated with a grain of salt. They also claimed to have accounts of the CIA. Well, turns out there's a company called CIA Services, which they breached, not the actual Central Intelligence Agency and not the Culinary Institute of America. But like frequently in these cases, they're now using the fact that they do have some confidential data, like, for example, bank account information from some banks, to fully extend this credibility they now apparently have to claim that they do also have access to Chinese mainframes, U.S. stock exchange mainframes, and Department of Homeland Security systems. However, I guess they only decide to leak some of the less sensitive data they're having. At least that's what we are made to believe here. And Windows 8, not even released yet, already causing some privacy controversy about a feature called Windows Smart Screen. Windows Smart Screen will report a fingerprint of any software that you install or run to Microsoft. The feature is enabled by default in the current version of Windows 8 and apparently will be enabled in the final release. This is very similar to what a lot of antivirus tools are doing these days with their binary reputation systems. Whenever you do launch a binary with one of these antivirus tools, they're not just relying on a built-in list of bad software signatures anymore, but instead, usually it's branded as a cloud-based service. They're reporting back a hash of the software you're running to the antivirus vendor, which will then try to make a decision whether or not the software is likely malicious. This is really more a response to the fact that you can't just really send all of the antivirus signatures that you possibly want to send to desktops with tens of thousands of new pieces of malware being cataloged using the somewhat antiquated hashing method that is being used right now. The only way to really sort of scale this is to have a service that you report back and check for a particular software whether or not it's listed as malicious or not. Now, there are some other decisions usually made, for example, how many other users are running this piece of software. If only very few are running it, that sometimes flags software as suspicious. Now, in the Windows case, Microsoft responded that this is the only reason they're collecting it, to detect malicious software. They're not going to use this for any marketing or anything like that. In the past, I don't think any of the antivirus companies were caught, for example, using this to enforce licenses or using this to, for example, detect if someone is running a competitor's product in addition to their own. The feature may be disabled if you would like to in Windows 8. You can just opt out of this particular feature. And NIST released an interesting new standard about bias protection guidelines. It's right now a draft and intended for servers, and it essentially details how to protect bias software from manipulation. This has been sort of one of those issues that's frequently being discussed, and no real meaningful protection has been offered so far. So it's interesting for NIST to get into this. The standard's number is 800 Draft-147B. Now, it is a draft at this point, but there is a chance that once this is finalized, it will become a final list standard, that it may drive some of the purchasing done by the federal government, which then, of course, may finally get some of the vendors to clean up how they're protecting their bias. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.